right, now let's determine that biggest show coming to town.
Biggest show. Biggest show.
Yes.
Biggest show coming to town this week.
Brought to us by Potbelly Sandwich Works.
Go see it.
We have seven strong candidates this week for the biggest show coming to town. Let's run through the list, and then we will vote which we think is the biggest at the end of the segment. Candidate number one, Wednesday night at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth. That's a twin bill featuring Merle Haggard and Kris Kristofferson.
Wow.
And I think I'm missing this. I've got to go to this. It's between this or Dallas Safari Club. I think Craig Boddington's speaking. Some hunter I like.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a close one.
Well, that's something. I don't know any famous hunters.
You know?
Other than the crocodile hunter. God rest his soul.
The ticket's on.
You don't know him anymore.
The great Merle Haggard. And I've learned a lot more about Kris Kristofferson here in the last year or so. He's greatness, too.
He's the ticket zone.
Yeah, he is the ticket zone.
Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah. We don't make no. This would be quite a twin bill to go see.
Why is he Muppet voiced?
I didn't know Kris Kristofferson was a native Texan. He was born in Brownsville.
Oh, yeah.
They're both like into their 70s now, so
Yeah.
Check them out.
Yeah, Craig Boddington will live longer, won't he?
Well, not if he's hunting big game, maybe not.
A place where even squares can have a ball.
We still wave old glory down at the court.
What's still the greatest thrill of all?
And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
You know, back in the 70s, I knew Kris Kristofferson as an actor before I knew him as any kind of a musician, yeah.
He's written a lot of great songs, Kris Kristofferson. Help Me Make It Through the Night, Me and Bobby McGee.
That one's always just whipped high holy out of me, yeah.
Take the ribbon from your hair.
That's a great song.
Shake it loose and let it fall.
He won a Golden Globe for Best Actor for A Star Is Born in 76. He was in Semi-Tough in 77. Convoy in 78. Remember that?
Let's forget that one.
Heaven's Gate in 80.
Mm-hmm.
Come and lay down by my side.
Were he in
Barbara Streisand?
Barbara Streisand, Night
of the Ball. They had a little thing.
Or was it just the album cover that suggested that they were?
He dated Janis Joplin.
Yep.
He dated Barbara Streisand. Married Rita Coolidge.
Help me make it through the night.
All right, that's candidate number one.
I don't care who's brought up.
Candidate number two, Thursday night at Nokia Theater in Grand Prairie, Mariah Carey.
Hey, back in the 90s,
she's got a great voice.
I was a fan of hers. I didn't hear much of her stuff lately, but
she is diva. Oh my gosh, I hear she's diva.
Yeah.
Like every time she rolls up to a hotel, it has to have a red carpet actually rolled out for her.
Mm-hmm.
And like hotel staff to be standing on the side of it cheering.
Right.
I mean, weird stuff like that. Which is a shame because she really has an incredible voice. And I've seen her sound check. I've never seen her perform, but I saw her sound check when I went to the NBA All-Star game. Back in the 90s, I guess. I forget when that was. It was the Mark Cuban show. George, you ought to know since that's so lodged in your brain.
I don't know. You worked on it.
But I went there for Cuban show, and she was sound checking in the arena. She sounded great.
Well, I love her voice. I even like it when she does that high thing. Yeah, that no one else can really do.
I better read between the lines.
I didn't know she redid this song.
I never even heard this.
You've heard this song. This is Lou Graham's
single. Help Me Make It Through the Night.
You've heard this song.
Oh, yes, I have. Just punch me in the panis.
She's still churning out best-selling albums. Her last two have been platinum in 2008 and 2009.
Mm-hmm.
She's had number one hits on those albums.
She's had weird freakouts, though. I remember one time cops were called to her room because she was some apartment that she was in, and she had thrown all the plates at her mom or something.
Really?
Or cracked a painting over her mom's head, or maybe it wasn't her mom, but she destroyed something.
Linked for a while with Derek Jeter?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, there's a lot of female singers who try to sound like her, and they can't do it. I've seen it attempted in, like, high school talent shows and on American Idol, and you can't sing like she can sing.
She's the first one I remember. I think Whitney kind of started this, you know, the vocal runs and all that, but then Mariah kicked it up a notch.
Yeah.
And then there were just tons of women that came after Mariah who did the old hold the mic technique and then just show you the pitches they were hitting with the other hand as they were waterfalling those notes down.
Yeah. I bet that's a good show.
She's 39 now.
Really?
Looking good for it.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She has some wonderful things about her.
See, I thought that...
right here?
Oh.
Oh, gross, Rich. Right here.
I thought she had, like, she battles the weight. You know, sometimes she looks good, and other times she's wearing a dress and looks like a stuffed sausage.
Yep.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, hey. I don't think I'd turn her down any which way. Oh, Nick Scanlon singing some backup.
All right, candidate number 3. Biggest show coming to town this week. And someone who will join us in studio on Thursday morning in Gordo's Corner. He's appearing at the Improv in Addison Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Pauly Shore. I love Pauly Shore.
He was funny, and I know people bag on him and stuff, but man, I think he is funny just to look at.
Was he in studio with us?
Yeah. He's been in studio with us before, yeah. He'll say just about anything. It's going to be great on Thursday to have him up here.
I think he's real likable, too. He used to annoy the blank out of me on MTV, though, back in the day. Now I like him.
Thought his movies were always funny.
Yeah.
Encino Man and Biodome and what else did he have?
Son-in-law.
so weird.
Paul Shore is your son-in-law. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. We saw.
All right, candidate number 4, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the Granada, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dave Mason.
Who?
Former Stars Great?
No.
This
is the
Hall of Famer?
Formerly of Traffic. And he has played and recorded with and written songs for Jimi Hendrix, Michael Jackson, Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, George Harrison, Fleetwood Mac, Mama Cass.
Okay, we should be familiar with his work then.
Send the Joker to the thief. Yeah, he got Hendrix to do All Along the Watchtower.
But he didn't write this song.
No.
It's a big one.
But he got Hendrix to do, I guess he produced it and played with him on this song.
Oh. He produced this one, not Chaz Chandler?
Let's see.
Because I always thought it was one of the better produced Hendrix songs.
He was a friend of Hendrix, whose career was launched in England in 66. Hendrix first heard All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan at a party, which he was invited to by Mason, and promptly decided to record his own version with Mason's help. Traffic? Did you guys familiar with Traffic at all?
A little bit.
Sound like Roy Clark singing.
What was their hit? They had a 60s hit. Or 70s.
Yeah, let's see here.
This is his version of it?
Yeah.
This is Dave Mason's.
Why is this recorded from the back of the room with a handheld tape recorder?
I guess somebody's video camera of it.
I guess so.
I just wanted to get a representative sample of his work. And
well, no, it's fine, Jeremy. It's not being defensive.
All right. Yeah, I can't find any big traffic hits. Heads up, what happened there?
A little feedback.
Yeah. All right, candidate number five.
When he held the mic out for the audience to sing, he was too close for the wedges.
Biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at Nokia, the comedic stylings of Gabriel Iglesias. And if you would like to see this show, we have tickets for you. 214-787-1225. That's 787-1-BALL to see Gabriel Iglesias.
Is this another one of the Iglesias kids from... Nope. From the loins of Julio?
We don't believe so.
Oh.
Do we have any Gabe Iglesias?
Who's the son of Julio? What's
Enrique?
His name? Enrique Iglesias. What does he sing?
He sings something about how happy he is being married to Anna Kournikova.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't realize that he was tearing that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a large man.
Gabriel Iglesias. Gabriel.
He's a large man.
What do you mean large? Like Kevin Smith large?
Large.
No. Kicked off a Southwest flight large?
Yeah. Even larger.
Because they're so serious, you know? But they gotta be, you know? Check this out. I get pulled over one night coming out of a Krispy Kreme drive-thru. Don't get ahead of me. Listen. I made a left turn instead of making a right, but I wasn't paying attention because I had a box, right? I was like, oh, you're going to get it when you get home. So bad. So I went the wrong way, right? Sure enough.
What's
I'm
happening?
I'm sitting there patiently waiting for the cop, but he's taking forever. I say, you know what the hell it is? He's taking too long. I grab my box, I put it on my lap, I flipped it open
around.
It was like Gordon on a flight.
My donuts, the cop gets to the window, and he says the same thing they all say. You know why I pulled you over? I couldn't help it. I looked up at him and I said, because you can smell it.
What?
The donuts. You smell the donuts?
Okay. That's a sample of Gabriel Iglesias' work.
It was just a short clip from something.
He said, thank you very much. It was the end of the night. Hey, we hear that Dave Mason, somebody emailed and said that he wrote Feeling All Right.
How does that go?
Feeling all right.
Oh.
Not feeling good myself.
Yeah, then Joe Cocker ruined it. Yeah.
That's Joe Cocker song. Did not ruin that song.
Yeah.
Joe Cocker ruined with a little help from my friends.
Traffic's version's better.
Did Traffic do that?
Yes.
Stick it up your
not that much.
Okay.
That's a good song, man.
Yeah. Until Joe Cocker got a hold of
feeling
it.
Feeling good myself.
Turned into a...
But why do you hate Joe Cocker?
I just never been.
Every time he comes up, you always bag on him.
Because the biggest thing I hold against him is a little help from my friends.
Yes, I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Okay, but you can't judge a guy's whole career on one song.
Leave your hat on. That was a good song.
Leave your hat on, a great song to grind to.
Feeling All Right. I didn't like his version of that.
Feeling All Right's good. Darling, Be Home Soon. Excellent song.
I always liked his voice. Really unique.
I miss the old days of the Hardline when we might get a Joe Cocker alert.
I like Joe Cocker.
What's the
alerts?
Joe Cocker alert?
There was a breaking news sounder where it was one of five things Folliwell had for him, and it might be a Joe Cocker alert over on the Zone.
Mm-hmm. Whenever they would play Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
What about
you? Are so
oh my gosh.
To me,
that's not bad.
When I was a little boy, I saw him on TV, and I was so scared of him because of all the contortions.
Maybe that was
weird.
It too, yeah.
I thought he was like, you know, this is a guy who's had obviously a very serious head or spinal injury, who's recovering, but he's still singing, and this is a triumphant story. Then I found out that no, he just does
that's
that.
That's how he sings, yeah.
Now, the only song, and I think he did this, that duet, Lift Us Up Where We Belong.
That's
he
a beating.
For horns.
Yeah,
that's
he
a beating.
Did that song. I hate
yeah,
that song.
It's a way I feel. It's a way
is that for a movie?
Action.
Wasn't that Dirty
Officer
Dancing?
Officer and a Gentleman.
There you go.
Hated that song.
Lift Us Up Where We
See what I mean?
On that song.
We've named about three or four of them, though, where he's a threat.
Anyway, so where is he playing? He's at...
Dave Mason wrote the song.
No, it's Dave Mason wrote Feeling All Right, which Joe Cocker covered.
Okay.
All right, candidate number six, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the new Cowboys Stadium, a.k.a. the Death Star, Gary Allen.
What is this?
Saturday night at the Death Star. It's in conjunction with the Bull Ride.
Yeah, the Pro
Bull Riders.
What is he saying?
He's a big country artist. He's had several number one hits, including some that have titles.
Watching Airplanes is probably his biggest one lately.
You ever watch the airplanes? They fly so high in the sky.
Always beautiful.
Which one's this?
Life Isn't Always Beautiful.
Sometimes it's just plain hard. Life cannot cure.
There's three number one hits in the country world. Nothing on but the radio. Tough Little Boys.
Oh, my.
And Man to Man.
Oh, my. So he.
Hello.
He certainly right enjoys The Other Way.
He's got another one called Man of Me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this one. I swear I'm not making this up. Loving You Against My Will.
Huh.
Right Where I Need to Be. Smoke Rings in the Dark. No Man in His Wrong Part.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
No Man in His Wrong Part.
The Brokeback Soundtrack.
Now, is this... How about this? Learning How to Bend.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we can stop.
Okay, now. George, is this Nashville, or is this red dirt, or is this black clay, or is this...
He's not...
What kind of soil is this? We need to know what kind of soil...
He's not red dirt. He's...
Sandy loam?
No, he's more of a Nashville kind of guy.
Barnett shale? Barnett shale?
No, he's definitely not
St.
Barnett
Augustine?
Shale. No.
Winter rye?
He's a Nashville guy, but I like some of his songs.
Georgian blue?
Watching Airplanes, I think, is a decent
Fescue.
Song.
Hold on, hold on.
Doo-doo.
He can't be country. Oh. He was born in California.
California? Get a rope. Well, I think Merle's from Bakersfield, isn't he?
Well, then he's not
Buck
real
Owens.
Country.
I know.
All right, so... He's
What's
here.
His name? Evan Grant?
Gary
Didn't
Allen.
Used to write for
Evan Grant.
Good.
All right, candidate number seven, our final candidate this week. Biggest show coming to town Saturday at the Wyndham Anatole Hotel. Also appearing Friday at the Windstar if you can't make it. Yep. Rick Springfield.
Yes!
Oh, boy.
You
boy.
Bet!
No one overrates him more than Gordon.
Oh, Rick yes.
Somebody does. My wife.
Yeah, mainly it's women who
yes.
like him. Gordon.
Friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine.
We can just listen
lately
to him sing.
Something's changing, ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want
to
make her mine.
You don't have to drive for the high school
talent
show.
What you saw in that, whatever it was, a Sonax or Les Paul thing.
He had a couple of catchy songs.
He had a lot of catchy songs. And I tell you who... He could still slay any woman he wants in the 30 to 45 demographic.
Probably so. And you, apparently.
I just let him make out with me.
Oh, my God, I said it. I just said it.
God.
That's so weird.
He also had I've Done Everything for You. I like that song.
You hate that one?
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Hey, do you have any more, Jerry? Look up Everybody's Girl. See if we got that one.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it's not Jesse's Girl, but Everybody's Girl.
Just calm down. Wait a second. You just it's the same
How about
one.
Don't Talk to Strangers? That made it to number two on
that
the chart.
He had some beatings.
Don't talk to strangers, baby, don't you talk.
How about Human Touch?
Oh.
You're just killing us with these.
He's had a few whip ones, there's no doubt.
All
right, Jared, pull up the computer here.
Quickly, because we're out of time.
Yeah.
What's this?
Everybody's Girl. It's a live version, unfortunately. But that's him on guitar. He can play guitar, write songs, he can act.
Some good, some bad.
Don't worry about that leg.
Sounds like grooves.
Quit playing guitar. He's acting like a fool, too, on stage. You gotta see this.
That's okay, great stuff.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
Well, who believed the season? Come so let it kill it like me. We get hurt by a girl like you.
OK, Okay, the album version's much better. You need to hear it.
We'll trust you.
Every person owes it to themselves.
No one's voting for him anyway.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week, 7 candidates. Is it candidate number 1? Wednesday night at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Merle Haggard and Kris Kristofferson. Yep. Candidate number 2, Thursday at Nokia, Mariah Carey. Candidate 3, Thursday through Sunday at the Improv in Addison, Pauly Shore. Candidate 4, Candidate 4, Friday at the Granada, Dave Mason. Candidate 5, Saturday at Nokia, Gabriel Iglesias. Candidate 6, Saturday at the Cowboys Stadium, Gary Allen. Or Candidate 7, Saturday at the Wyndham, Rick Springfield, Ja.
I'd like to vote for Merle and Kris, but I'm going to have to say Mariah Carey's the biggest show coming to town.
This is a tough one. Love Merle and Kris. Mariah Carey's certainly a huge artist.
If you vote for Ring Springfield, it's going to be a fight.
Oh, and then you got Joe Cocker, which is always...
He's not here. Name.
But I've got to go with maybe the greatest musical artist of our generation.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Springfield.
He's not going to win anyway. Don't worry.
He's playing in a hotel lobby.
He's got to get his hotel room for free.
Rich, I'll go with Mariah Carey.
Chair?
Joe Cocker.
He's not
playing. Mariah Carey.
Fernando?
Same here.
Yeah, I'll vote for Mariah Carey, too. 5-1 for Rick Springfield.
More like a half vote.
Mariah Carey, Thursday at Nokia, biggest show coming to town.
All right, this is her best song.
Up next, Gordo's Corner.
In Gordo's Corner, a daring story that's not ending well. Just be warned. Next.
The economy sucks, but the ticket is...